We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Adam Silver, we played audio of the full steam ahead quote that he made about the NBA's return and never being full steam ahead because of the fact that you just don't know with how testing is going to happen and, you know, COVID-19 may infiltrate the bubble in Orlando. But as part of his Time 100 town hall interview that he did yesterday, he brought up something that has gotten the ire of a lot of Blazer fans in the New Orleans Pelicans getting what appears to be a very easy road to try to make the playoffs. Is he doing this just to get Zion Williamson into the postseason?
It's a complete coincidence.
It's exciting to think about Zion and LeBron.
Look, it's exciting to see all of our players back out on the floor. I mean, the New Orleans Pelicans are there because they deserve to be there. You know, we felt it would have been completely arbitrary to take the top 16 teams as of March 11th and just cut it off there. And we thought there should be an opportunity, you know, for teams to play into the playoffs. That's the notion of these seeding games. That's why we're down there with 22 teams instead of 16 teams.
Pure coincidence that the New Orleans Pelicans, who are currently tied with the Blazers, 3.5 games back of the Memphis Grizzlies, have 6 of their 8 games in Orlando against an 8 seed or not even in the playoffs yet. Do you buy that it is just a coincidence?
I do, but it's fun to call it not a coincidence. It's fun to call it a conspiracy. I said it the other day with Luke on the show. I said it was very convenient that the road for the Blazers is a lot more difficult than the road for the Pelicans. But remember, the NBA is not dumb. They understand that they're trying to sell a great product. Would it be more entertaining? And no disrespect to what the Blazers are, because this is a Blazers town, and I'm a huge Blazer fan, and I'm a huge Dame fan. Now that he's on the cover of 2K, it's about Dame time. Nice job, Brandon Sprague. Good tweet, by the way. It's fun to call it a conspiracy because I don't believe it is. I think it was manufactured just a little bit slightly.
So it was not a coincidence.
I think there's a little bit something to that.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't you? I don't have any problems with it.
No, there
I'd be frustrated to tell you. The reality is that if you deserve to get, that's the other thing is that this the reality is the Pelicans deserve to be there. No, the top 16 teams deserve to be there. You're throwing a solid to some other teams because your hope is you can get some more eyeballs on your product. So the deserve word doesn't equate. I don't like it.
And that to me is if you were going to bring these teams, I thought the idea was going to be that the, you know, higher seeded teams would play more games against themselves and each other because they're just, you know, jockeying for their little bit of positioning that they do have. And then you would let that fight happen within those teams near the bottom. And you could basically the top end teams are doing tune-up games. The Blazers have got, you know, 1 of their 8 games are against an 8 seed or worse. The Pels have got 6 of those 8 games, which I thought the teams that are fighting for those bottom spots, they would be more in line with what the Pelicans' schedule is, which is, you know, you majority of your games are against those teams. You guys settle it out on the floor, where Portland just has, you know, 1, and it's against Memphis, who is currently the 8 seed in the Western Conference right now. But in the grand scheme of things, if you're going to make the playoffs, you're going to do it because you're playing well anyways. And that is where Portland has got to, you know, maybe the Blazers catch the Clippers or Boston or Denver sitting there saying, all right, we're still going to, we have some wiggle room here. We have a margin for error. We can kind of fight our way through this thing and still work out some of the kinks. Mm-hmm. Whereas the six games that New Orleans has, every single one of those matters for those teams. Six of eight that are against eight seeds or worse, they need to win those games to stay in the playoff hunt. Whereas the Blazers are playing some teams where, hey, look, their fate is already kind of sealed in the NBA playoffs. So could it actually maybe benefit the Blazers then?
No, I don't think it benefits the Blazers at all, because all those teams are going to be playing to get ready for the playoffs. So they're not going to take it easy.
I have heard some theories, though, that some teams are kind of treating it more as like those games almost as their preseason
or as their tune-ups
that they'll play a quarter or two
and working out the kinks,
the full minutes,
because you have to get your legs going a little bit. But, you know, you're also playing regular season games, I guess, in air quotes, regular season games for those.
So look at it in both ways. One team might be trying to cruise a little. Do they not try as hard? They're competitive. They don't want to lose. So that's you're not going to sell me on that one. And the second part of it is, if that is true and the Blazers do need to, they're not in physical shape. And if they push themselves beyond having to press and press and press, you're going to have injuries. That's going to happen. We know that this bubble is going to create some injuries. There will be, mark it, put it on the Post-it note, there will be a major injury to a big-time player during this because they are physically not ready. And they will push past the point of where they should be, because you can't get in shape. You can't. You cannot get in shape in this amount of time. But your mind and your body and your brain is going to push, and it's going to try to do it. And if those guys, and if you're bringing back Yusuf Nurkic and Zach Collins and all these other guys, and you're losing Trevor Ariza, and you have an older Carmelo Anthony, the Blazers roster, I forgot the new guy they just signed. I just forgot. My bad.
Jalen Adams.
Thank you. Who are you going to rely on? Yeah. If you get a couple injuries, and they're going to go, and Dame is, I saw Dame's posting, his biceps are flexing. He's got all the stuff. He's getting after it. But look, he's an 8-year, 9-year vet.
The Jalen Adams signing is a fascinating one because of the fact that he's a G League guy, and he's young and raw,
average 20 some
point guard. Maybe get Dame off the ball a little bit more, because what we've seen in the
Anthony
playoffs.
Simons. What do we need? I mean, you got like, how many guards do you need? Well, how many more guards do you need?
How, you see him get jumped in the double team, and if Anthony can't handle it, bring the ball up the floor. Maybe you got a guy who you feel is just another option to throw out.
That CJ's was bizarre, though. Sitting back having some wine, and you know, to get his own wine. He gets his own. He's got his own wine. I want to be able to taste it.
Booyah. Mm-hmm. All right. You mentioned Damian Lillard. Hear what Dame had to say about being the cover man for NBA 2K21. Plus, Silver says this may be needed in order to have the Karens at home not get upset at the NBA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.